As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
Dennis with us every Monday to offer Padres insight and analysis, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys.
D-Land, good morning to you, buddy. That was pretty scary last night. I know you kind of updated everybody this morning in The Athletic with Luis Arraez, but what's your kind of overall thought? Think he'll miss? I got to imagine he's going to have to miss a couple of days. He probably woke up fairly sore today.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. I think we can all agree, first of all, that he's it wasn't worse, that it was, according to Mike Schild after the game, best case scenario. But yeah, when you see something like that, I think your first thought goes to, well, first of all, his health, and then also the likelihood or possibility of a concussion. And that's if that does crop up for him. I know Schild said last night that from a concussion standpoint, the early testing was favorable. Not exactly sure what that means, but I think we have all seen, like, concussion symptoms can always crop up after the fact, right? So not out of the woods, as Schilt also said. So if he does have to go through concussion protocol or does have those symptoms at some point, that's a 7-day IL at least. The Padres, obviously, their depth has been tested, especially on the position player front earlier this season. So this would be more of the same. But yeah, just I think we're all thankful that it wasn't worse and that Luis apparently is in good spirits and that he was able to rejoin the team yesterday.
But it is continuing a concerning trend for the San Diego Padres with Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth and Jason Hayward also on the injured list. That could be almost half your starting lineup out. And I mean, what they've kind of exhausted most of their depth. How do you think the Padres are going to manage here if Luis Arraez is even just on the concussion list for a minimum 7 days, Dennis?
Right, to your point, Ben, I think the only guys on the 40-man roster, again, on the position player fronts who aren't on the 26-man roster are Luis Campusano and Mason McCoy. So, yeah, neither one of those guys would be a natural replacement for Luis as the primary first baseman. So they would probably, if he has to miss some time, piece it together between you know, at first base, you know, some combination of Gavin Sheets, Connor Joe, Yuli Gurriel, who I know a lot of fans are asking why Gurriel is, you know, still on the team. But, yeah, I mean, for the purposes of depth and, you know, trying to keep everyone, they put him on the roster on opening day. and, you know, maybe Luis being out for at least a little bit, potentially, that could extend, you know, his time with the Padres, depending on, well, first of all, how he performs, Yuli. But yeah, they're very thin right now, and I think you know, Camposano, you could be looking at him coming up to at least you know, be a DH option. Guy who played really well in spring training, who didn't make the team, Trenton Brooks, actually Granite Hills High alum, shout out East County, Bernie Wilson. He's maybe an option. He bats lefty. But yeah, he also plays some first base, but I think the 40-man roster is currently full, so they'd have to do a little maneuvering. But yeah, when you're talking about you know, guys like that coming up, that means yeah, your depth is really, really being tested.
Talking to Dennis Lee here on Ben and Woods this morning, I'd like to make a case for Gavin Sheets to get everyday ABs at this point. I thought his ABs last night off of Framber were really, really good. I think at some point you're going to have to give him a look. I mean, right now, his slugging is 509, his OPS is 890, his OPS plus is 150. Seems to give you a pretty good AB every time. I know they're not letting him hit a ton against lefties. Was pressed into action last night, Dennis. And, you know, at this point, why not? You know, why not for Gavin Sheets?
Why not indeed? Yeah, he's been kind of a revelation for the Padres. I don't know where they would be without him at this point. I mean, he's hit cleanup in a few recent games, and yeah, he's hitting the ball hard every time. It seems like he's up at the plate. I think actually, if this is still current, I saw this a couple of days ago, he's leading the majors. Obviously, small sample. That's a caveat that we all understand at this point in the year. But he's leading the majors in, I think, line drive percentage. So that's a point in his favor as well. So yeah, he's going to keep you know, crushing the ball every time he's up at the plate. I know he's not an average defender even. You know, he's a little below average at least. But, you know, desperate times call for not necessarily desperate measures, but just for some resourcefulness out of what you do have. And, that, you know, that goes for the outfield as well. I mean, Tirso and Ellis debuting in center field is not part of the plan, but they just they're thin there too as well right now. So Gavin Sheets has to play a little more first base. I think that's a, you know, a sacrifice they're willing to make if he's going to keep hitting like this.
Yeah, I mean, you see teams do it. You know, you saw Yordan Alvarez starting two nights in left field for Joe Espada's Astros. They don't want to do that, but sometimes you're, especially when, you know, six position players, it feels like, are down. Sure, nice to have a guy. And I don't look at him anymore and go, yeah, that's my platoon guy for when there's a righty on the mound. I feel like he's earned it, and I feel like last night was a good step for that. So I'd like to see that sooner than later, D-Lin.
Right. I guess the other question, though, too, is that if you put him at first base, who's DHing for you? It's not ideal all the way around, but they might have some to do some rotating through that spot. You have a couple of guys, you know, days off their feet to DH. But yeah, the lineup's not going to look pretty for a while. I think we've all been aware of that. That's been the case for, you know, at least a couple weeks now. But guys on the IL are still a ways away, it seems like. So you can't rush that, especially with you know, a hamstring like the Jackson Merrill and Brandon Lockridge had, and especially with a head, you know, potential head injury, or, you know, a traumatic brain injury, maybe hopefully just a mild one for Luis.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dennis, what's your take on Xander Bogaerts and where he is? I mean, you can, I think, argue both ways. Just no home runs. You know, it just doesn't look like he's figured it out at the plate. But at the same time, you know, yesterday, I think the fastest swing speed and exit velocity with that double. I mean, it's in there. Are we going to ever see something close to the Xander Bogaerts that played in Boston? Or is that a dream we need to give up on as Padres fans?
I think those days, unfortunately, might have passed. I mean, talking to people who watch this game for a living, scouts who have watched him since, early in spring training. I know it's kind of a continuation of the last couple of years that you know, he's not quite the same guy, it looks like, as he was in Boston. Yeah, it's just, you know, you hear, you know, he's not exactly a shell of his former self, his Boston self, but it's not the same player, you know, physically, athletically. Some of that comes with age. Some of that comes with the fact that, you know, ideally he wouldn't be playing shortstop or back at shortstop. He'd be, you know, at second base. Even some people think first base is where he eventually ends up down the road. But yeah, it's athletically and physically, it's not the same player as it was in Boston. And some of that has to do with, again, you know, aging and some injuries. And maybe just the fact that he's never gotten, it seems like, quite comfortable in San Diego yet. But yeah, he's under contract for a lot more years, and he is hitting the ball pretty hard this season. I think he's being a little more aggressive at the plate, the kind of swings he's taking. But yeah, if he keeps hitting the ball hard, that's all you can ask for. Unfortunately, he's got zero home runs last I checked. Luis Urias has three. That's not a ratio you're expecting to see going into the season. So yeah, they're going to need more out of Xander, but at the same time, if he has a solid approach to the plate, that's also kind of all they could ask for in a certain respect. But I think it is concerning that he doesn't have one home run in the season yet.
Yeah, it is. It's tough, and we all want it for Xander. And frankly, Dennis, as fans, we not only do we want it, we need it, right? Like, we need to have Xander Bogaerts lock in at some point. I thought, you know, and again, the start hasn't been atrocious. You look around baseball right now, there's guys off to horrendously slow starts. We faced a couple of them this weekend, and you know, they got a couple of knocks in Christian Walker and Yordan, not off to the greatest starts of their careers for their new team, or for Christian's new team. But for Xander, man, he's been here for a while. Like, he, at this point, like, he should be settled in and comfortable knowing he's going to be here. It is a bit confounding as to why he just hasn't seemed super comfortable since he's gotten here. We all want it for him. He seems to be great with the media, with you guys. He always kind of wears it when he doesn't play well. Do you think he's unfairly picked on?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, a lot of it just comes with the expectations of a $280 million contract, right? It's, you know, not his fault that he was offered that much money. And
yeah,
I don't think anyone would fault him for taking that offer, which is well above anything else he had gotten that offseason. Yeah, it's just part of it. If this was Boston and he was playing like this, you know, we're not exactly the most hard hitting market in the country, San Diego. I think we do a lot of things well, and it's obviously a great market as far as the fans go. I mean, he plays in front of 40,000 fans every single night at home. But yeah, I mean, the contract itself, it says enough. It's, yeah. You're going to have some different expectations when it comes to that. And also, I mean, on defense, it's not the greatest situation. You know, his range and his arm are probably no longer the best fit for shortstop. But yeah, he's doing what he can out there. And, you know, to your point, it would be like he works as hard as any person on this team. I'm pretty confident in saying that. He probably spends more time than anybody in the batting cage. And sometimes you can do a little too much, but I think, you know, Xander has a pretty good feel of who he is as a player, and he is trying to maximize what he has right now. But yeah, also, you know, to your earlier point, another good point I thought is, you know, there's guys off to worse starts, so the Padres will take this. They'll just, they really would like to see more power out of a guy who's kind of, you know, the heart of the order right now, given all the injuries that they have.
Tempered expectations. We talked earlier about Kyle Hart, you know, as a fifth starter, you can't expect, you know, seven shutout innings every time. Keep you in the game. And I know that Mike Schilt and Ruben Abel are not going to hit the panic button on Kyle Hart. But at the same time, the leash isn't going to be, you know, infinite. And there are other starting options. How do you see it kind of playing out with Kyle Hart over the next few weeks until hopefully Yu Darvish is able to return? We're hearing maybe by the end of May.
Right. Yeah, I think Darvish. You know, I can't read what's in his head. He's always enigmatic, but I think he'd like to come back by that, you know, that Dodgers series in early June, a big rematch of the NLDS. So yeah, we're probably a ways away with him, but in the meantime, not a ton of alternatives, healthy alternatives to the minors right now. I mean, Stephen Kolek's obviously a guy who pitched well and had a real shot to make the team out of spring training and a starting rotation, but he's taking his lumps in El Paso right now. It's always hard to kind of read those results, but he doesn't have a ton of major league starting experience, which is also the same case with Kyle Hart, right? So he's learning to kind of readjust to the major league game, and he didn't have a whole lot of experience coming in, just you know, a few games in 2020 after, you know, and this is coming after he pitched in Korea, a totally different league, different baseball and different hitters. So I think it's fair to give him some more time to settle in. But, yeah, he is kind of who he is at, you know, at some point, right? You know, he throws up to around 92, 93. He really has to hit his spots and be fine and command the baseball to have success. And Petco Park, it seems like. I know it kind of changes every year, but so far it's been a pitcher's park for sure. So he's benefiting from that at home. But on the road, yeah, it hasn't been pretty. But at the same time, like I said, I think they're kind of – you know, short on the turn was with Matt Waldron out for, you know, at least the 60-day IL stint. So they're going to have to hope that he, you know, he really commands the baseball and, you know, hits the spots, because otherwise, you know, he can get hit hard, as we've seen.
Dennis, appreciate you joining us on a Monday. We'll chat with you again next week when the Padres are in between their home series against Tampa Bay and the San Francisco Giants. Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, D-Lee.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.